KW Mobile.
How are you doing, KB4CBA?
Pretty good. Some nice, beautiful day outside. Just drove up the street, headed over to the transfer station. I'm going every other week now, taking advantage of the trash cans on the back deck instead of just keeping them all gone as they build. How about you? How you doing?
I'm nice and cool right now. I was out on the tennis court, boy. I tell you, it was getting warm out there. But it has cooled off, thank goodness. And it has cooled out for me. My thermometer on my car says 81.
What's the temperatures? I haven't been running the AC or the heat in the house. It feels like about a month. I'm going to be really curious to see what that next power bill is. Duke Power ought to have tons and tons of extra energy stored up.
I've noticed in our house, when the temperature is between 45 and 65, the temperature doesn't change in the house much. It pretty much just stays, at a comfortable level. But if it gets below that or above that, then, I might have to run the heat or the air, whatever is needed. And of course today it's going to be in the 80s. So, we might have to run a little air conditioning tonight when we get to bed or something, but that'd be about it.
Call to write a letter to President Biden and thank him for the cool weather we've been having lately. I mean, if we're going to blame him for the downside, we ought to give him credit for the upside, right?
Since all those congressional people can have an effect on climate change, it really just blesses my heart that they can control the weather. It's just amazing. I thought God was in charge of that, but I guess I was wrong.
Absolutely. You got to give him credit for what he's not in charge of. You might as well give him credit for everything else too. So we just need to all sit down and write him a letter and say thank you for the relief in our power bill. You're doing a great job. Keep up the good work. Anyway, moving on to a less controversial subject. You still got that airplane?
I have two. I have a trainer that's styrofoam, and it's got an electric motor, and then I've got the bigger one got the gas engine that burns nitromethane.
Even more, are you looking at them as you walk past them every day and thinking, man, I really need to do something there?
It's kind of one of those things, it's like too many irons in the fire, and, I'd love to, get them out there flying, but the trainer's ready to go. It's programmed into the controller. I've got a real nice controller. I can't think of the number on it, but you would recognize it. I got it from Bill in 4IQ, and he doesn't buy any junk, and then the other airplane just needs. I was going to replace the what are those things called? The controllers in the airplane, and then the battery pack needs to be replaced in the plane, and I believe it'll be ready to go. I've got the gas tank cleaned out. I've got it running. That thing will run good.
Talking about the battery pack needing replacing before, I think when you had it over at my house or I was over at your house looking at it or something, I can't remember. That's been a long time ago. So anyway, sometime in the future, is there a opening in that bandwidth or ability to spend some time offline?
No, I'll just be honest with you. I'm mean, if you want to take it up, you know, I'll see if I can get it airworthy. I don't have my license or insurance.
About that. Yeah, you got to get all that stuff in order first.
Another, you know, thing that's kind of holding me up. I guess I didn't realize there was so much involved.
Around the time you were getting that stuff is when it was evolving and changing into, you do have to take a safety test, but it's pretty easy. I mean, you study it for an hour or two before you take it, and then you'll pass it when you take it. And then you do have to get registered, and you do have to stick that registration, register with the FAA, and then you have to stick that registration number on your airplane that you're going to fly, just so that in case it goes down, somebody knows whose it is.
I'm going to put my name and phone number on it, just in case. Oh, me. I guess I told you about the story of my dad. When they built one, it was a free flight, and it just flew out of sight. And they didn't turn the rudder, and it just flew straight ahead and towards Spartanburg, and it just climbed. I mean, that plane climbed and just went completely out of sight.
I've got a story like that. When I was flying free, before I could afford radio control, I flew free flight too, and I launched one up there at the intersection of Wade Hampton and 85. There was a big launch back then of free flights. And mine landed in the backyard of the guy who had the same last name as me. And he called me up and said, "Is this your airplane?" And I said, "Yeah." He said, "It landed in my backyard." I said, "I'm coming to get it." But that's a long way from that intersection up to Kings Mountain. And then there was a guy over here, Larry, that flies at the airfield, and he had lost a A-10 Warthog. I don't know if you know what that is, but they're used in the war. They're called tank killers. He lost one at the airfield, and Steve and I were over there flying last week, and he was flying that thing. And somebody found it, had his name on it. They picked it up and called him, and he went and picked it up and got it. So that does happen. And by the way, I'm pulling in over here at the transfer station, so this will be my last one till I get out. KB4CVA, W4DJW.
Okay. Well, yeah, that does happen, and unfortunately, my dad didn't put either one of their names on it. So, if it got found, it somebody kept it. But anyway, well, I guess we'll talk to you later. And I'm sitting here in the driveway, so. I'm going to pull in the garage. You have a good day, Dave, and we'll talk to you later. W4DJW KB4CPA, clear.
If you're still there, W4DJW, clear. W4DJW, mobile.
Good afternoon, Dave, KE5WLL.
Are you on break?
I am. I'm on a short break. I just keyed up on the A2 to do a real quick check, and in the squelch shell, it almost sounded like there was music in the background, so I don't know what I was hearing there.
Unloading trash.
Probably so. I think you just pulled into the transfer station when I turned the radio on, but I was on A2 when I heard it, so I don't know what I was hearing.
But I didn't get enough of anything. I mean, it sounded like it could have been another 6-1, somebody up in Johnson City trying to get into that 6-1, or it was really weak. It was barely, I mean, the repeater was going up and down and up and down. So it was like, it's like somebody really, really far away.
This was 146.82, not the 6-1. This was on the Paris Mountain machine.
Yeah, that one needs some work. It's only good for about 15 minutes, and it starts to get heated up.
A2 on the other channel, I heard it as well. It sounded like, I thought I heard some data packet mode in there somewhere.
Now, Leroy.
All right, Dave, were you talking to me? Someone else asked me a question.
I heard what it sounded like packet over there on A2.
Just packet. I was just sounded kind of like music to me, so I don't know what it was. It was right in the squelch tail, so it was, when I unkeyed, it's like real quick, you know.
That is music to your ears, huh?
I don't know, but yeah, I was just showing somebody the radio real quick, and I keyed up on A2. I was going to pull up the auto patch, but I heard that. I was like, that doesn't sound right, so I don't know if something's bleeding into the system or not.
No, I heard that too. It sounded what it sounded like to me. So hopefully I'll run into you guys later when I got more time to be on the radio. 73 to you both. W4CTW clear.
You and Dave double for a minute, but I copied most of it. Have a good afternoon, sir.
In the radio. W4DJW mobile. How much, are you recruiting new people, Leroy?
I don't know if this will catch you. Nah, not offhand. I don't. I've talked to him a couple times, and he's been kind of leery about taking it.
What day?
The testing, I believe, is he don't like to take tests.
I don't like to take tests. But, yeah, I can see how that would happen.
Yeah. He's a CB-er and I'm trying to convert him.
The people that do ham radio came from CB.
Roger that. I know several people. I still have CB in the truck. Not currently hooked up, but it's still there.
Still, but when I was a teenager, somebody stole it out of my car, and the insurance company wouldn't cover it.
Anyways, you're probably not far from, I'm over here at Taylor's Bus Center this afternoon, so I'm sure you're not far if you're left the transfer center.
It's a short ride. It's not too bad. So, how much longer you got on break?
5 minutes or so before I have to head back out.
Way out here. I don't blame you for getting outside and enjoying the weather.
It's supposed to be near 80 today, I think, and then rain's supposed to come in the weekend, so we'll see what happens.
I got the grass cut yesterday, so bring on the rain.
Now, Roger, I was supposed to be in Livonia on Saturday to a SCV event. We got the color guard down there doing a grave dedication, so hopefully we'll hold off until at least the afternoon on Saturday.
Doing some flying and no really good days except for to this morning. I think this morning was the only really good day to go flying, and I think Steve had to go do some work, so no flying for a while.
Talking about the planes you or whatever the aircraft you, I guess got lost over the years, and what's the you was talking about a free flight plane? What is that all about? Is that about radio control or something?
More of the days of radio control, they used to just it's an aircraft that's got a design that is very stable, such that it'll fly all by itself, and it's got a lot of dihedral, and some of them have polyhedral, which means they go up twice. The wings are in the shape of a V, and some of them a double V or almost like a U. And that keeps them stable. Plus, they've got it's on a pod that's up above the fuselage, so the fuselage acts like a counterweight that holds it down low. It's got all kind of, and it's got a lifting tail surface. It's got a lot of things that are meant to make it so that it will fly by itself. And what you do is you get it to where it'll do a sloping glide all by itself. And then some people put a fuse underneath a rubber band that holds this horizontal stab down to the fuselage. When that fuse runs out, it pops up the horizontal stab, which makes it start galloping until it comes back down to the ground. And you just fly it. You just launch it. And you try to follow it. And if you put too much gas in it, it would leave and you wouldn't be able to keep up with it. But they were fun until RC came along. Then RC gave you much more control.
Yeah, that sounds like it would be fun. It's just a matter of keeping up and recovering it, I guess, when it finally lands somewhere. Anyways, I need to get out of here, so we will talk to you later, Dave, and you have a good afternoon, sir. KA5WLO.
Hey, good talking to you. Yeah, fun flying. I mean, South Dakota, open plains, open places like that are flat are where you do fun free flight the most. Over here where it's really hilly and you got all kind of trees, not conducive to free flight, but you but you work with what you got. Anyway, and have a good rest of the day. Good talking to you. KA5WLL, W4DJW Mobile.
All right, Dave. Yeah, one of these days I want to get up with you and go flying with you, or at least watch you fly, at least 73KA5WLL.
Whenever you have time, W4DJW Mobile.